This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prep with Mike. Thank you for your support. There's been a media uproar about 3D printed guns, but here's what you need to know in order to be an intelligent consumer of news and information. This is Mike Adams here. Thanks and welcome to the podcast. And just to establish a little bit of credibility here, not only am I highly proficient in firearms and basic gunsmithing, but I'm also a 3D printer owner. I actually run a 3D printing farm, and I've used CAD CAM software to design 3D printing parts for a food grow system called the Food Rising Mini Farm Grow Box. You can see that at foodrising.org. And so I run 3D printers and I run the software, and I'm familiar with firearms. So with that said, most of what you're being told about 3D guns, 3D printed guns, by the left-wing media is just an absolute lie, demonstrating their illiteracy or their dishonesty. Because when they talk about 3D printed guns, almost everything they say is factually false. So let's go down the list here. Number one, 3D printed guns are not undetectable. But this is the biggest lie. They say, well, you can print a plastic AR-15 and it's totally undetectable, and you can carry it through an X-ray machine or a metal detector machine. You can get it onto an airplane and you just have AR-15s all over the country, just undetectable. It's a complete lie for so many reasons where to begin. Number one, even 3D printed guns. Well, first of all, 3D printers only work with polymer, like plastics. And these plastics cannot contain the pressure chambers that are found in the receivers or the barrels of firearms, such as AR-15s or pistols. If you were to print a plastic AR-15, all the parts, the barrel, the bolt carrier group, the bolt, firing pin, you know, the lower receiver, everything. If you were to print all those parts and put them together, you could maybe fire exactly one round and the gun would blow up in your face. Why? Well, because plastic doesn't have the strength of steel. I mean, there's a reason why receivers are aluminum or steel or various alloys that have incredible strength. You can't make a gun out of plastic that will survive the chamber pressures of a 5.56 round typically used in an AR-15. So this idea that you can just print these invisible, undetectable guns is total nonsense. They would blow up in your face. Secondly, even the designs for 3D printed guns that are put out online by Defense Distributed, for example, Cody Wilson, almost all the designs use the addition of metal parts. So you have to have a metal barrel. You can't have a plastic barrel or you will melt it the first time you fire it, right? You can't have a, well, for all the reasons I just mentioned, you got to have metal parts in the gun. The firing pin has to be metal. The main chamber in which the cartridge explodes has to be metal. The bolt carrier group, the bolt extractor, the cartridge extractor, which is part of the bolt, has to be metal, and so on and so forth. These parts have to be metal. Now, there's some guns that are using carbon fiber handguards and things like that, but they can't use carbon fiber for the main parts that handle the chamber pressures. Those are all metal. So even the downloadable 3D printed gun plans have to use metal parts for the most part. There are a few experimental pistols that are all plastic that might be able to fire a few rounds of like 22LR, little 22s, and survive it, but they won't last long because, again, the explosive power of these cartridges, you know, burns plastic, melts plastic. It gets very hot in these guns. In fact, if you shoot an AR-15 over and over again, just on full auto or just pulling the trigger, you can melt a steel barrel of an AR-15. You can literally melt it down just by shooting it, and eventually the gun will fail. If you don't believe that, I guess, you know, you didn't learn anything about World War II. Why did the German machine guns have swappable barrels? Because they would overheat. And if you want to keep firing that machine gun, you had to either let the barrel cool or change it out to another barrel. And that's why they have that. Why are machine guns built in the UK in World War I and II? Why are they water cooled? Because you got to keep them cool or the steel melts. And again, you know, left-wing people, anti-gun people, they are the biggest idiots when it comes to facts about guns. They don't know anything about material science. Practically, they reject mathematics and physics and science and chemistry. They hate all that stuff. So they don't know how guns work, and they also think a man can magically transform into a woman. So there you go. I mean, if you think that a man can become a woman by waving a magic wand over his crotch, then you might also think that you can print an undetectable plastic AR-15. I don't know. But the rest of the world, you know, thinks those people are morons. And they are. All right, next point of fact. It has been illegal to manufacture a, quote, undetectable firearm in the United States since 1988. There is a federal law on the books, passed, signed into law in 1988. I think it's called the Undetectable Firearms Act, that says if you were to somehow make a firearm that was undetectable by common detection means, such as metal detectors, then that would be illegal to manufacture. So it's already illegal. And an undetectable firearm made out of plastic, once again, would blow up in your face anyway, so there's really no point to doing it. You got to have metal parts. So it's already illegal. Now, the third point is that it has always been legal to manufacture your own personal firearm using metal parts. So it's legal for you to make your own shotgun, which is actually a very simple matter. By the way, it's kind of easy to make a shotgun. Guns are not that complicated if you don't need the auto-loading capability. If you just want a barrel-loaded shotgun, it's just basically it's a barrel, a firing pin, and something that closes the chamber. And you could put all that together on a 2x4, actually. You could just assemble the metal parts and strap them down to a 2x4 using zip ties. You could have an actual 2x4 shotgun if you wanted, although it seems kind of crazy, but you could. People can and do make firearms all the time, and it's not illegal to do so. The thing is, you can't manufacture firearms and then sell them to people as a business unless you are a licensed firearm manufacturer, which is, of course, regulated by the ATF. Or what is it called? The BATFE now. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. BATFA. BATFA. So you can make your own guns if you want. It's really not that difficult to do a shotgun. It's very difficult to do a handgun. But these days, you can buy parts that are 80% of a gun, like an 80% AR-15 lower receiver, for example, or an 80% polymer Glock. And then you can use a drill press, and you can use tools and a CNC machine, and you can use filing and, you know, files and other things. And you can manufacture a 100% AR-15 out of an 80% block. And that's legal, too. That's legal. So, I mean, you can buy those AR-15 80% lowers all over the place without any background checks. But it turns out that actually turning them into a working AR-15 is quite complex. And it's not something that you can do instantly. It takes actually years of experience to know how to build up an AR-15 receiver, how to put in all the pins and springs and parts and everything and do all the machining that's required. It's quite a skill. And that skill is usually not something that crazy psycho criminals have access to. So if you have the patience to manufacture a gun, you're probably not a criminal, because criminals usually don't have any kind of patience or maturity or, you know, the time to develop skills. To them, everything is a shortcut. That's why they're criminals. They want shortcuts. They rob a bank instead of working for the money, you see. The criminals are shortcut-minded people. So these are just some of the facts that you need to know about 3D printed guns. And don't let the media lie to you, because they're lying all the time about this topic and many others. You can read more on my website, guns.news, or secondamendment.news. Also check out real.video, which is a firearms-friendly video platform. And you are welcome to upload your videos there and share videos there and watch them there. So thanks for your support.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.